Corey Lewandowski, New Hampshire resident, political activist, advisor, and analyst, and he's a regular on the show, but he's also very close with former President Donald Trump. Good morning, Corey. GMI Studios, how are you?
Good morning, Jack. How are you today?
Good. Are you on the road, or are you local?
No. Hey, I'm home in Windham right now. It is a beautiful day, as you know, and we had a fantastic weekend here, and I think this is what we all pay our tax dollars for, to enjoy the weather like we've had this last weekend.
No, you're just saving on those gas prices, be honest. You don't want to travel.
Well, Jack, I'll tell you this. You know, I drive an F-150 pickup truck. I went to the gas station here in Windham, and I asked to fill it, and the pump stopped at $100. I said, "But you didn't fill it." And he said, "Welcome to Joe Biden's America." That's what the guy said to me.
Does John Kerry let you drive a pickup truck?
Well, you know, he's on his private jet flying around. I think he's on his way to Davos right now.
Yeah.
So he's got the off credits. You know, he's got the carbon credits that he's writing to one of his own companies to, you know, offset his jet setting.
Let's talk about this Georgia gubernatorial situation. Purdue, Kemp, I kind of know where the former president stands, obviously, and probably you. But this is a tough one for you, isn't it? Because weren't you arguably quite close with the former vice president, Mike Pence, and he's sort of chosen. He's backing Governor Kemp. Your former boss is backing the challenger.
Sure. Look, and I still have enormous respect for Mike Pence, and anybody who hasn't understood the type of man he is, and I have said this so many times. Mike Pence is a man of principle. I had the privilege to serve as the chairman of the Vice Presidential Selection Committee way back in 2016, where we vetted candidates and ended up choosing Mike Pence, and I thought it was a fantastic choice. That being said, Jack, you know, politics makes strange bedfellows, as they say, and just because someone is on the opposite side of a race today doesn't mean they will be tomorrow. That has been evident here in New Hampshire, as we've had some very contentious and contested primaries over the years, and then, you know, teams come together, because ultimately the ideas of the Republican Party, smaller government, lower taxes, and less regulation, always trump, no pun intended, those of the Democrat Party, which are inflation, stagnation, open borders, and terrible withdrawals out of Afghanistan.
Do you think your former boss, though, President Trump, should make peace, if you will, with former Vice President Mike Pence over him certifying the election? Obviously, President Trump wasn't happy about that. There've been some back and forth. This is the first time Pence has kind of injected himself into a non-Trump position, at least in a big race like this in Georgia. Do you think the former president should ease up a little bit, or do you think this is just the way it's going to be between the two?
You know, I don't know. It's really up to President Trump to decide what he wants to do and how he manages his personal relationships. You know, what I like to say is, just because you are, I like to keep what I like to call separate plates of business, Jack. So just because you may not get along with somebody doesn't mean I can't get along with that person.
Right.
And that has been, you know, evident with so many people who I continue to have relationships with, that the president either chooses not to have a relationship with, or maybe he's got a great relationship with somebody that I don't, a la Paul Manafort and Roger Stone. I think they're absolutely terrible human beings. It didn't pain me at all to see them in jail. But for some reason, Donald Trump thinks, you know, that he should continue to talk to those guys. So, you know, it's separate plates of business. And just because one person either likes or dislikes somebody doesn't necessarily correlate to my relationship with them.
Do you think Mike Pence is going to run for president?
I think he's putting all the steps in place. Look, it doesn't take a political Svengali to look at this and say Mike Pence is clearly mapping out a strategy where he believes there's a path against Donald Trump in a Republican primary. Vice President Pence has been to South Carolina numerous times. He's injecting himself into the Georgia race. As a former governor, he continues to maintain a very good relationship with our governor here in New Hampshire, obviously a first-in-the-nation primary state. And so I think Mike Pence is putting together a coalition and doing the things that would look like a candidate for the presidency would be doing at this time.
Corey Lewandowski live, GMI Studios. Big primary days in states today, including Georgia. Corey, just before we move on, I'll let you go. If the midterms go with this inflation, gas prices, energy prices, rising interest rates, I talk to some business leaders here at home, and I think they know more than the Federal Reserve, and I mean that sincerely. People like Dick Anagnost of Manchester, former Governor Craig Benson, they create jobs. They don't, you know, prosperity comes from the private sector. They say we're already in a recession. I guess my question is, if it's the economy over, for example, abortion rights with independent voters, and Republicans pick up the House and or the Senate nationally, certainly former President Donald Trump is going to take some credit for that because he's been involved in a lot of these primaries. If the Republicans do well in the midterm, should the former president take credit and kind of move on and be a supporter of things, or do you think he should run for president in 2024, Donald Trump?
Jack, I think if the policies of the America First agenda are on the ballot in November of this year, and Republicans have overwhelming victories at both the House and the Senate, then I think it is an acknowledgement that Donald Trump's policies were the right ones for America. I think if the election were held today, Republicans gained 70 seats, including at least one in New Hampshire right now. I think as we continue to go down this path of higher gas prices, it's now predicted that we'll see $6 a gallon over the summer. I think what you're going to see is we have the potential, Jack, to have such a wave election. Republicans pick up 100 House seats. They pick up 4 Senate seats. They have a majority in both the House and the Senate. And that is a reaffirmation that the America First policies that Donald Trump laid out both in 15 and 16 and then again during his reelection effort in 2020 are what the American people want. So I think he's going to wait to see what happens in the midterm elections. But I don't think there's any prognosticator in America who believes that the Democrats are going to have a good year in November of this year. And I think that the path to the majority runs squarely through New Hampshire.
One of the big Senate races in the country is this U.S. Senate race right here. You know that. Maggie Hassan, the Democrat incumbent, raising a lot of money, outraising the Republican field. You've touted Wendy Stone Long on the show before. People are telling me, but you're more connected than me, Corey Lewandowski, that she's probably not going to make a go of it just because of the fundraising challenges. You can comment on that. If she does not run, not former President Trump endorsing, I'm asking you, Corey Lewandowski, among the sort of the field of Don Bolduc, retired general, Kevin Smith, Senate President Chuck Morris. Is there a Republican there if Wendy Stone Long does not run that you, Corey Lewandowski, would endorse? Do you see one of those candidates? Do you like one of these candidates more than others among those three?
Well, I can say this, Jack. Unequivocally, I would not endorse Don Bolduc. His position on Ukraine, which is American troops on the ground, is completely opposite of what I believe. I believe our American troops should be home, and as a brother who served, 26 years in the United States Marine Corps, I want to see them home and on domestic soil unless there is a compelling reason. And I don't think giving $40 billion to the Ukraine and putting American troops over there is the right decision for the American people. And so, that to me, that completely disqualifies Don Bolduc from potentially serving in the United States Senate. As for Kevin Smith and Chuck Morris, look, I've got some reservations about their ability to be successful in a general election. And what I care about the most is the success of winning. And what I have seen is Maggie Hassan has raised a lot of money, Jack, but her negatives are still higher than her positives. She's still upside down. Mm-hmm. And in a race like this where she's finally trying to distance herself from Joe Biden and tell the people of New Hampshire that she's a different person when she's in Washington than when she's here in New Hampshire, I think either Kevin or Chuck could beat her in the general election with the help of the Republican Senatorial Committee, who has prioritized this state because they know it's a winnable race.
Is it unlikely that Wendy Long would jump in at this point?
I don't think so. I don't think it's unlikely. Look, we've got a deadline of June 10th. I know that Wendy has been out talking to people, raising money, attempting to raise money or to have grassroots conversations. So, Jack, I say this often. New Hampshire has a unique history of sending Washington strong females, whether they are Republicans or Democrats. That has been a history of the state of New Hampshire that they should be proud of. And I am not endorsing Wendy Long in this race at all. But until that filing deadline comes on the 10th of June, I don't think that this race is fully developed yet. Yep. And I think because of her national profile, if she decides to get into this race, I think you will see the ability for outside entities to come in and put significant resources in, and there is a very strong argument to be made that a strong conservative woman against Maggie Hassan is a much better matchup.
And do you think Governor Chris Sununu, running for his fourth term as governor, will be strong at the top of the Republican ticket in the midterms for other Republicans?
Oh, there's no question Governor Sununu, as he seeks re-election, is going to be very strong. I would predict that, he's going to receive north of 65% of the vote. I don't think that's a surprise to anybody. The question that always faces a strong incumbent governor like that is, what coattails does he have? What will his political apparatus do to help the other races down ballot? And we don't know that, Jack, because the district lines for Congress haven't been finalized yet. And so we have to see what that finally looks like and what effect, if any, the Sununu political operation will have in helping state Senate candidates, executive council candidates, state representative candidates. Right down the line, there's no question he is going to have an enormous victory, in my opinion, come November. But will that correlate or translate to other Republicans down ticket?
Hey, it's always fun having you on. I was going to end a minute ago, but now it's fun, so I'm just last question. Are you surprised Governor Sununu referred to Wendy Long on my show and in an interview with WMUR not once but twice as a carpetbagger from New York?
You know, it's really amazing to me, Jack, and I think we talked about this last time I was on. For, you know, as the people of New Hampshire remember, Chris Sununu did not go to college in New Hampshire, which Wendy Long did do. Chris Sununu's family, his brother and father, neither were born in the state of New Hampshire. One served as the governor, the other one served as a congressman and a U.S. senator. And so, you know, I don't know what the governor's criteria is as a carpetbagger. Wendy Long was born in New Hampshire. She went to grade school in New Hampshire. She went to high school and college in New Hampshire. And then she left, similar to what Chris Sununu did. I think Chris moved to California for a while before he came back to New Hampshire. So I'm not sure what a carpetbagger is defined as by Governor Sununu. I'd be very interested in what that definition is of how long you have to be in New Hampshire and reside in New Hampshire before you're allowed to come back. So that's up for the governor to define. Yeah. I can tell you this, Chris Sununu has not lived his entire life in the state of New Hampshire, and nor has Corey Lewandowski, for that matter. Like many people, you find solace in the places that you choose to live as an adult. I've chosen to raise my family in New Hampshire because I think it's the greatest state in the union, and I think Wendy Long has chosen to move back to her roots in New Hampshire, where she was born, went to high school, went to college, and has family. If that makes her a carpetbagger because she left to find work or employment for her family to come back and settle here in New Hampshire, then I guess there are many, many people in this state who are guilty as charged, and maybe they'll remember that at the ballot box.
Corey Lewandowski, great stuff. Thank you very much. Enjoy Memorial Day weekend on Good Morning New Hampshire. Thank you, Corey.
Thank you.